Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Proverbs chapter 25, verses 6 through 14. The Reverend Derek Broughton is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
In the context of our reading from Proverbs today, King Solomon addresses not only the nature of kingship, but how we are to approach and deal with kings and authority. Proverbs chapter 25, verses 6 through 14. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence or stand in the place of the great, for it is better to be told, come up here, than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. Watch your eyes have seen. Do not hastily bring into court, for what will you do in the end when your neighbor puts you to shame? Argue your case with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal another's secret, lest he who hears you bring shame upon you, and your ill repute have no end. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver, like a gold ring or an ornament of gold, is a wise reprover to a listening ear. Like the cold of snow in the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him. He refreshes the soul of his masters. Like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of a gift he does not give. Here ends our reading. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want you to imagine with me a moment that you are back in third grade, socially distanced, using every inch of the classroom, but you are in the midst of math class, and in the midst of that math class, your teacher asks this question, and you are excited and eager because you know the answer, and your hand shoots up, just waiting to be called on to give your answer. However, there are several others who also are eager to give their answer, and so you have to compete with the other hands. Teacher calls on the first person, and they didn't know the right answer, so you get a little bit more excited that it might be your turn. But by the third time and the third wrong answer, your hand is waving and it's quivering and you can't wait to tell what you know. And then all of a sudden that magical moment comes when the teacher calls your name and you have the authority to put your voice in the room. This seems to work well in the classroom. We call this classroom management, right? However, we know that when that it all hinges upon the expectation that the student understands the authority of the teacher, of the master of the room. And I found out when you do not understand that, you tend to miss out on recess time. However, as we grow older, we grow into this competitive culture where we're competing one against the other, where we ourselves want to think of ourselves as the authority and want more and more power. And so these words from Solomon seem to clash with the way that our nature and our culture interacts and treats each other. As he says, it's not your place to put yourself in a position of authority. You need to wait for the invitation. However, if we're honest, we are constantly trying to elevate ourselves to show the importance of who we are by saying things like, I can run that project better, I can run this meeting better. If I was in charge, things would be smoother. I should have a better title, a better position, a better salary, more time off, just more authority. You see, it's by our very nature that we're constantly putting ourselves into the position of the king's presence, unannounced, barging into the room. And we see this all the time, right? Playing out in our culture today. We see it with every political ad on TV today. with one person slandering the other person, saying how much better things would be if they were in charge. We see it in social media as people put post after post criticizing other people and elevating themselves, thinking that they could run the world better. We see it in church parking lots as a smaller group has the meeting after the meeting, thinking that if they were in charge of this church, things would be better. King Solomon starts this chapter with the importance of recognizing the authority of the king. There is one authority, and you are not it. If you exalt yourself, you will be humbled. Wait, be patient. I love what he says. It is better to be told, come up here. Can you imagine what this would look like if we were able to recognize the authority of the king daily, minute by minute in our lives? I love the song by Natalie Grant, The King of the World. If you remember those lyrics, when did I forget that you are the king of the world? That I've made you so small and have forgot that you hold it all. When did I forget that you were the king of the world? Can you imagine what this world would be like if we took the approach of humility? Can you imagine what a presidential debate would look like in the moment of humility? Having one candidate patiently wait to be called upon by the moderator, not speaking until the moment of that invitation. It would look very different. Maybe that's why it's so refreshing in this superstar culture that we are in when we see people act counterculturally. When we see an athlete that we want to elevate starting to be interviewed, and the first thing that they do is they give praise and honor to their king, to the authority in their life as they announce Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Or maybe it's why we get so excited at the end of a game when one team's up by 30 and that 12th player on the bench who has worked just as hard, who's been at every practice, all of a sudden hears the invitation from their coach, Derek, you're in the game. And the fans go crazy getting behind them. I think it's kind of like King Solomon who says in this, it is like he compares it to the snow to those in harvest. Another way to say it is like getting that after a hard day of work out in the St. Louis sun, getting that cold, refreshing drink. How beautiful is that moment? And we see Jesus throughout his ministry saying to those who put themselves into an authority position, putting themselves into a higher position than the king, how he challenges the scribes and the Pharisees who are elevating themselves and not recognizing that they're in the king's presence. And he says to them, the greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. And we see this constantly in the life of Jesus, who left the very presence of the king's court, humbled himself, the word to become flesh. And yet we see in the midst of being a humble servant, how he was often questioned, criticized, discounted, abandoned, plotted against. And yet he chose this path of humiliation in obedience to his Father's will, in recognition of his Father's authority, which eventually led him to suffer and to die. Which leads to our invitation into the king's court. In our household, it is a common saying, as we're asking our kids all the time, how are you doing? What are you doing? And it's, our kids have a little bit of a slang, and our oldest especially grew up saying, I'm all good. I'm all good. And I couldn't help as a pastor to set him straight, to bring a little humility into his life. And I always would say, actually, you are not. You are by nature sinful and unclean, John. You have sinned against your father in thought, word, and deed by what you have done and by what you have left undone. You have not loved him with our... And eventually he's like, I get it, Dad, I get it. It's just an expression. And yet how important it is for us to recognize that we are lowly beggars in the king's court, that we don't deserve to be in the presence of the king. And we wait patiently to be invited into that presence. And what a challenge that is in our vocational calling on a day-to-day basis, isn't it? For you and I to recognize the authority of our king, to recognize that we are by nature sinful and unclean. And we don't deserve not only to be in his presence, but we deserve both the king's present and eternal punishment. But instead, the king sent his son to die and exalted his son on that third day in resurrection and sits at the right hand of the Father with full authority. And the beauty of him sending out the Holy Spirit to invite you and me into the king's presence. What a joy it is in the midst of recognizing that even though we are among the least of these, that the Holy Spirit says to you and to me, come up here. There is nothing that even comes close that any human in this life can bestow than your king's invitation into his presence. In humility, we boast of this undeserved gift to forever be in the king's presence. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Charles and Cheryl Ferry, who serve the Lord in Taiwan. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.